I had the absolute utmost pleasure of having a corridor with Bec Ronga about her brand new album Red Sunset, which is out today. It's her sixth studio album, but it's the first of all new original material in about 15 years, I believe. She had an album that had a few covers and stuff come out a few years ago, but this is the first of full original material, so it was really exciting to talk with her about the decision behind creating a new body of work, Red Sunset. If you haven't had a chance to have a listen this morning yet, I think I highly recommend. There's a lot of really beautiful stuff in there. And I mean, you would have heard all of the singles on Heavy Rotate here on BFM, but there's some real treasures in there. She's also heading on tour across Aotearoa in March, which is very exciting. I'll give you all the dates in a second, but first, let's have a listen to this corridor with Bec. I want to just start by talking a little bit about this album, Red Sunset, out February 13th. It's the first release of all original music from you in a wee while since Belle in 2011. Tell us a little bit about where this came from and the sort of decision behind creating a new body of work.
It's partly because my oldest child is going to university, and I just thought, my life's been on hold for, you know, for family stuff, and I thought this was the right time to kind of go back to writing songs and get back into it. I mean, I've been touring all this time and doing lots of other things, but I haven't had the focus to write new songs in a long time, so it kind of came together. There's lots of bits of songs from a long time ago that never got finished, so some of it was already sort of started already, but yeah, it's good to kind of finally get something finished. It's hard to make a new album, and that's certainly a hard time to release new music, but I've got to get back into my life now that my son's going to Wellington University, and I'm like, this is kind of going to be new to get back into it.
Cool, that's so cool. I'm imagining a lot has changed in your life since the last album, but also just like you say, the landscape of releasing and making music has changed a lot. Do you feel like your approach to music making and music releasing has changed?
Yeah, it has. I mean, I don't expect anything. Like, I've been through so many ups and downs over a long period of time, that you have to find the reason for doing it. That's the right reason for you, because I'm quite aware that maybe no one's going to even hear this, you know, like there's so many distractions, and it's really hard to expect people to digest new music when it's just easier to listen to what you're familiar with, or you're already listening to now. But I'm doing it for the right reasons. It's just because I really want to make new songs, and and that's all that. And so if you have that in mind, then you've already achieved it, or what you set out to do.
That must feel like quite a liberating space to be in this far into your career, sort of feeling like at the end of the day, I'm just making this music for me and because I want to make music.
Yeah, absolutely. And we just got a vinyl test pressing yesterday, and I hadn't heard the album in a few months from start to finish. And I just thought, I kind of wept a little bit. I was like, it's like, it's finished. And it's so satisfying, and maybe no one's going to care, but that's okay, because like hearing it on vinyl and hearing it with two sides actually, and with that kind of hum of vinyl underneath it, it was like, if you don't sort of see that, you're just like, any musician is just putting themselves out there for no reason other than like that they, you know, it's a good thing. It's not like I'm trying to do anything like horrible, you know, it's a good hearted thing to do.
Makes it real, having the physical thing.
yeah.
Cool. I feel like I've been lucky enough to have an advanced listen of the album. I'm obsessed. I love it. And I feel like there's a lot of really cool sonic stuff happening. Like there's some songs sort of towards the back end, which definitely remind me of some of your earlier stuff. But there's also a lot of new sort of like
electronic elements and like some cool sort of synths, and like sonically it feels like you've been exploring a lot. Tell us a little bit about the making of the album.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely two different sounds on the record, and I even wondered myself if it was a little bit too much, but it's partly Cody's influence. He's really good with synthesizers. My partner co-produced it with me, but when you hear it as in the old-fashioned way of how you're supposed to hear an album, where there's one side and another side, then it made more sense, because one side is a little bit more not electronic, but it has more analog synthesizers, and then the other side is definitely old school, my original sound, more like guitar, folk, rock, pop, sort of. It's definitely, I think you have to just explore a little bit just to not be boring, even just to yourself. So, but I can appreciate that maybe it's a little bit too far for like a real old school fan, maybe.
Oh, I don't think so. I think New Zealanders are going to be really excited by this new direction that you're taking as well. Like, there's a lot of stuff that feels quite new for your music, which is really cool.
Oh, cool. Thank you. That's good.
And then in terms of lyrical themes, there's such a breadth of human experiences captured in here. I feel like we've got elements of like nostalgia and yearning, but also feeling hopeful about the future, and a lot of messages of positivity in there. What do you hope this record will be for listeners?
Yeah, I mean, just that. Like, you know, I'm a little old lady now, so, you know, I just think whatever little old ladies want to write about, and it's all those things you said, you know, I've had a family, and, you know, I think the artist's job is definitely to digest whatever's happening in their world, and so it's just all those things. There's a lot of stuff about, I don't know, there's a song called Escape from Planet Earth, you know, it's like it's feeling like a hectic time.
Yeah.
Like, we've had hectic times before, you know, but it just maybe feels... It feels a bit more hectic now, but in reality, I think we've always had those sorts of times in the past.
I also feel like on that, you know, we've always had hectic times. I feel like, you know, your positivity in your lyrics and your uplifting messages is something that New Zealanders have long looked to you for with your music. Are you conscious of that and how people will perceive the album, or are you sort of, like you say, just doing it for you, and then anything that others take out of it is just a bonus?
Well, you know, I'm always surprised when I meet someone who stops me on the street and says that they, you know, listen to that song, Something Good, even now, you know, just to kind of to feel happy. And I think that's really, like, it's so nice, because you know, that's a long time ago for me, you know, that's like 25 years ago, and to think that that's still resonating with someone because of the usefulness to them is really nice, you know.
I want to touch on this tour as well, which is kicking off in March. I feel like maybe a question on a lot of people's minds is, does Bikaronga still get nervous before going on stage?
Well, you know, over this whole Christmas and New Year's break, I haven't relaxed. So when there's something in the calendar, like a tour, it's always sort of humming away in the background. And so, but that's such a big part of what we do as musicians, is like managing your adrenaline and managing your stress. I think once you actually get on stage is when it's okay, which is kind of weird. So it's all in the preparation, if you prepare well, and we have been practicing this whole time, and you've also got to just like keep your skills up, you know. That's annoying. It's like, if you don't, you know, use it, you lose it. That's annoying to me, that you just have to always do some of it, like every day, otherwise it goes rusty. So yeah, but do I get nervous? Yeah, I sort of do, but it's more like chronic nerves.
Just sort of like a quiet humming anxiety.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh,
funny.
I mean, it was actually Dave Dobbin that said to me that the only time he, when everything feels right and peaceful, is when he's on stage. It's all the stuff leading up to it that feels chaotic.
That's beautiful. I feel as though so many people across the motu are going to be so excited to share this time with you on stage. You're playing in all of these beautiful theatres as well, both here and when you go over to Oz in April. Tell me about the decision to have the show in sort of theatre spaces.
There's no real decision for it, really. To be honest, I'd really love to do a club tour as well, because that's it's a little bit more lively. But Yeah, I guess the repertoire is sort of quite conducive to being seated, and so it makes sense in that way. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do feel like it'll be beautiful shows, but now that you say a club tour, I'm sort of like, we got to get Whakatonga up for a guest mix on BFM, get you on the decks.
Yeah. Well, cool, yeah.
That would be so cool. That would be so awesome.
This is Won't You Come Home, brand new out today on Whakatonga's new album, Red Sunset. I just want to say a huge mihi to Whak for making the time for a kōrero with me. I was trying hard not to fangirl, but it was pretty special.
You did so well considering the circumstances.
It was pretty special. Yeah, she's just so, so warm and lovely. And so nice to hear a little bit more about the album. It's a beautiful record. I can't recommend highly enough that you go and have a listen and get tickets for the tour, which kicks off in March. I'll list off the dates for you now. Playing alongside guest Silicon, presented by Live Nation, starting in Kirikiriroa, Hamilton, at the BNZ Theatre on Saturday the 21st of March. Then heading up to Tāmaki Makaurau on Friday the 27th of March at NZICC Theatre, playing Ōtautahi Christchurch at the Isaac Theatre Royal, Sunday the 29th of March, and then finally Te Whanganui Ātara, Wellington, at the Michael Fowler Centre with the New Zealand Symphony Orchestra.
No way.
Oh my
way.
Gosh, on Thursday the 2nd of April.
Oh, cool.
I'm jealous of you, Pōneke dwellers. Yeah, it's going to be a very special tour. I can't recommend enough that you go and get tickets for that. You can get tickets from livenation.co.nz.
Is she touring with Silicon?
Yes.
Crazy.
Yeah. And
that's
then,
cool.
And then in April, she's heading over to Australia to continue the tour. So
there'll be some red sunsets over there.
Okay.
I think we need to go on to the news
now. I think we should.